Hello, my name is Evan Jacobs, and welcome to the Orange County Hardcore Scenester Aftermath Podcast. These interviews are part of an ongoing series chronicling the hardcore punk music scene in Orange County, California, and sometimes elsewhere. They are an addendum to the film Orange County Hardcore Scenester. This is a documentary I made that chronicles the 1990s hardcore punk scene. You can stream Orange County Hardcore Scenester on Vimeo. For $2 a month, you can watch every Anadenia film by subscribing to Anadenia Films Unlimited on Vimeo. Links for all this stuff are in each episode description. To support this podcast, please like, rate, and review it. Also, please subscribe to Anadenia Films TV on YouTube, where you can view all of these podcasts in their original video form.
Chris Loman and I had started discussing it. I had decided in late 1993 that I wanted to do a record label, and I called it Black Coffee Records. It was named after the book Black Coffee Blues by Henry Rollins. And I had discussed it with Loman, and he was in the process of starting Collateral Damage at this point. I don't know if it was the band at that time. He started off, he was going to call it the Loman Band, and then it became the Loman Project. But what had happened was you, Evan, had started your own label, Ringside Records. Loman wanted to do the first Collateral Damage as a joint Ringside Black Coffee effort. I guess he wanted, but I was going to pay, you know, for the record itself. You weren't going to be paying any, you know, to put the record out. That was all going to be on me. And that was kind of unacceptable to me because, you know, I was paying, you know, to put the record out. So I wanted just, you know, Black Coffee Records on it. So we couldn't agree on that. And Indecision Records, of course, ultimately wound up putting out the first Collateral Damage record. And that actually, I think, worked out for the best for Loman, because Indecision had been around for a few years up to that point. And they did a hell of a lot better job on that record than I ever could have in terms of packaging and just, you know, everything about it. You know, it was like a real record. I mean, all I could offer at that, you know, was like Kinko's copy inserts and stuff like that. I instead put out formed by some high school kids called Bob Wolf. And in hindsight, 25 years later, this year, I wish I'd done the Collateral Damage record.